Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 286 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We'll get right into the episode after a word from our sponsors.
The weather's getting a little warmer, which can only mean one thing. We are just around the corner from another busy and joy-filled celebration season. You know, weddings, graduations, Mother's and Father's Day. Yep, it's that time again. And just in time to help you save for all the outfits and gifts you'll need is the Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. Plus, free shipping on anything over $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
So as the team and I were looking over the episodes we've released this year, I realized that I was significantly lacking in solo episodes. As a matter of fact, I think there's only been one this year. So before we close out the year, I wanted to have some time, one-on-one, so to speak, for us to just check in about how I'm doing, hearing feedback from you all about how you're doing. And I really think it has been hard for me to think about it already being December, right? So how are we already closing out another year? Time still feels very, very weird to me. I look at my calendar and I think, didn't I just have this meeting last week? But it really was 3 weeks ago. I really feel like I have lost like the complete ability to delineate the passage of time. So the kids are back in school this year, which helps me to kind of have a bit of a schedule and understand like how hours are passing. But in terms of like days and weeks, like all of that still feels incredibly fuzzy. So I feel like so much of this year has really just been me completely consumed by book writing and book editing. And I think that most of us would agree that anytime you are doing something new in your career, something different, then it is a different learning curve. And I feel like that definitely has been the case for me this year. So for those of you who don't know, if you have just joined the Therapy for Black Girls community, I am currently writing my first book, Sisterhood Heals, that's scheduled to come out in the summer of next year. And it has been quite the journey. So I'm very, very excited to finally share with you all in the summertime, but it definitely has been a lot to get here. I think it was just a very different process than anything that I was used to. And so in a lot of ways, it has felt like writing a dissertation all over again. And, you know, for anybody who has written a dissertation, you know that it is not the easiest process. It's a lot of back and forth, a lot of, you know, like, okay, change this and edit this, let's rework this. And so it has been very, very consuming. So I think that that is in large part why time has felt so fuzzy this year, is because it has felt like I have been very much head down in the writing and editing phase while the rest of the world just kind of continues on the outside. So y'all know that I love a good TV show. Like, I love catching up on all of the new shows that y'all are watching. There have been some really, really good shows that come out this year. And so in the midst of writing, I have tried to reward myself with episodes of a favorite show, or give myself the opportunity to check out new shows as they come out. And so I thought that it would be good, or maybe helpful to you, to share some of what I have been watching as we prepare to perhaps have a little bit of time off for the rest of the year, at the end of the year. So if you're looking for a good show to binge watch or add to your watch list, I do want to share a couple of the things that I have been watching so that you may check it out and we can have some conversation around it if it's something that you're interested in. So the first two that I'm going to share, all of the episodes are out and they are just like great drama and like lose yourself in a show and like what's going to happen, lots of twists and turns and beautiful cast. So the first one is Reasonable Doubt, which is on Hulu. So it is the story of a woman who's an attorney. There's some family dynamics, a love interest from the past that kind of enters the story. And again, just lots of great drama, beautiful cast. Michael Ealy, who of course is always just a pleasure to see on the screen, is one of the actors in the show. And so that was just a great show to watch, again, just because of high drama. I had a chance to kind of get two of my girlfriends really invested in the storylines, and we all were watching it together and chatting about what we thought would happen for the finale. So if you're looking for a good one to add to your list for this holiday, for some time off to your watch list, Reasonable Doubt on Hulu is a great one to check out. The second one that I just started watching, so all of the episodes are up on Amazon Prime, but I am not completely finished yet, so y'all don't spoil anything for me. Riches is the newest one that I am watching. Again, beautiful cast about a family in the beauty industry. I could imagine this perhaps being like a fashion fair kind of family, or the Johnson family who has been in beauty. But it's a great, again, high drama, lots going on, lots of internal kind of family conflict, lots of juicy kind of threads to kind of pull apart. And the last episode that I watched was really getting to a good point. So I'm excited to finish so that I can see what actually ends up happening. So Riches on Amazon Prime is another great one to check out. A third one to add to your list, if you haven't already, is Sex Lives of College Girls on HBO Max. So the second season just started a couple of weeks ago, and it is one of the funniest, but not like fallout laughing kind of funny, just like super humorous and like just great writing. And the actresses and actors are doing a great job. So Sex Lives of College Girls is about four women roommates who are in their first year of college, and just all of the things that you experience in your first year of college. So just a great story. I have really enjoyed that. Again, the second season just started, so you have a couple of seasons to watch if you enjoy a good binge. The next one is one that we have covered quite a bit here on the show. Queen Sugar, y'all know, is one of my favorites and is probably one of the most beautifully shot, beautifully acted shows that has ever been on television. So it just wrapped up its seventh season and the final season. So the series finale premiered last week and just was such a beautiful and moving tribute to all that show has been. So it's the story of the Bordelon family, is a family in Louisiana, so a lot of the scenery felt very familiar to me. It was actually shot not very far from my hometown, at least some of it. So it's the story of the Bordelon family and all they go through after their father passes and their efforts to kind of stay close as a family, but also to keep their family home and their family land. So you see like all of the trials and tribulations that they go through with the people in their community, but also as a family unit. But the finale was just superb. Probably the best finale I have ever seen of a TV show. And I won't, of course, spoil it for you, but I will just say that the closing song of the finale completely took me over the edge, like bawling for at least 10 minutes. Just beautiful. Like the timing of it was beautiful. Again, the scenery is beautiful. There are 7 seasons, like I said. So if you're looking for something to like really commit to over your break, then I definitely would encourage you to check out Queen Sugar. More from our conversation after the break.
Supporting brands that support larger causes like STEM education for girls and resources for HBCUs is important to me. Macy's has been a longtime supporter of these causes and so many more, including efforts to shop sustainably. They carry pieces from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. For more information about these initiatives or to show your support, donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Growing up watching media legends like Gwen Ifill and Robin Roberts always gave me the security that stories that matter to me would be told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
It's never too early to plan for your next trip. And if you're looking for a new place to visit, consider Provincetown. If you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and an overall unique experience, you will find it all in Provincetown. The city prides itself on being welcoming to everyone and embracing diversity. And as the birthplace of modern American theater, P-Town is an abundance of entertainment, drag, comedy, live bands, burlesque, traditional theater, and much more. You can tour the dunes, blaze the bike trails, and walk the beaches of the National Seashore. And don't forget to catch a wave on a whale watch. For more info and to get started planning your visit, go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com.
Many people feel anxious when they think about finances. It can feel overwhelming, stressful, and even hopeless, especially when you're first starting out and don't know what to do. But when you have a solid financial plan in place, this anxiety turns into confidence. You can regain a sense of control over your life and improve your self-esteem. How do you build financial confidence? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it. The next one is not one single thing to add to your list, but there are a lot of great Black holiday films coming out. So on the OWN Network, Lifetime, Hallmark, lots of great Black holiday films to check out. So I have not had a chance to catch any of them, but I have been recording all of them for when I'm finally ready to take a break later this month so that I can then catch up on all of the great films that there were. So if you're looking for some Black holiday films to check out, then definitely pay attention to OWN, Lifetime, and Hallmark, because they have been coming out with just a great lineup all season. The next one that I would encourage you to add to your list is White Lotus. So White Lotus is in its second season on HBO Max, and the season two finale, I think, is coming out this weekend. So not quite finished yet. So give yourself a week if you haven't started yet, or you could start now and just catch up with everybody else. So I will say that for me, this second season of White Lotus has moved much slower than the first one. I also am really missing the comedy that Natasha Rothwell brought to the show last season. She's just one of my favorite people and favorite actresses. And I thought that she was going to be in this season, but she's not here this season. And so I'm definitely missing that. And so I feel like for that reason, the season two is moving slower. But I feel like it's also just a slower storyline, but definitely, I think, more interesting. So, you know, we're getting to see lots of different places in this second season. And again, like, it feels like there's this kind of mystery that's kind of unfolding in this second season. So while it did move slower and it like took longer to kind of like warm up, I do feel like now, as we are preparing for the season finale, it is definitely getting a little spicier, so to speak. It has been a more interesting watch. So if you're looking for something, again, kind of, you know, kind of drama, but also some kind of lighter moments as well, then White Lotus would be a great one to add to your list. And then one for your family. So if you have older kids, so my kids are 6 and 9. So I feel like if you have 5-year-olds and older, then this show would be a great one to add to your list. So it's called The Mysterious Benedict Society, and it is on Disney Plus. And it tells the story of 4 kids who kind of have these, not supernatural, but they are kind of gifted and like have these really special talents that can help them to kind of figure out different situations. So they are all kind of a part of this society that kind of helps to kind of not fight crime, but they solve mysteries and they like solve different kinds of issues going on in the world. So it has been a great one to watch with the kids because, you know, they will talk about what they think is going to happen in an episode. And it is really just kind of fun to kind of see these kids kind of grow up through the season. So there are 2 seasons of that and they are in the second season right now. But again, I think that that's a fun one to watch if your kids are 5 and older. And again, that one is The Mysterious Benedict Society, and you can find that on Disney Plus. Now, a couple that are on my list that I either have not had a chance to watch yet, or they have not premiered yet, but definitely will be on my watch list. So the first one is the Call Me Miss Cleo documentary, also on HBO Max. So I definitely grew up at the time where the Miss Cleo commercials and her infomercials were on all the time. And so I'm very curious to kind of hear the behind the scenes and the actual story of what all was going on there. So I haven't seen a lot of people talk about it, so I'm not quite sure what the reception has been, but it's definitely one that I'm interested in checking out. Another one is Stutz, which is a documentary or a docuseries on Netflix. So it is about Jonah Hill and his, I believe the person is a therapist, but I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure he's a therapist, but they basically do this like documentary together, and like Jonah is talking to the therapist about his life, but of course the therapist is also talking to Jonah about his life and like talking about, you know, the work that they do in therapy. So I don't quite know all of the details, but that is definitely one that I'm interested in checking out. So I've actually heard some good feedback about that one and people have seemed to really enjoy it. I haven't heard many therapists talk about it though. So I am curious to see what it's like, because I'm thinking about like, okay, what kind of conversation did Jonah and the therapist have about preparing to do a documentary together? So I'm definitely interested in checking that one out to see how that plays out. Another one that's on my to-be-watched list is the 3rd season of The First Wives Club. So The First Wives Club, I feel like, is one of the best shows that not a lot of people are talking about. So this is a show on BET Plus. If you don't have BET Plus, maybe you don't even know it exists, but I definitely think that this is worth the subscription. So this is a show that stars Michelle Michener, Michelle Buteau, and Jill Scott. And they play a group of friends and their partners. And so you're kind of seeing, you know, like the everyday lives, ins and outs of their friendships with one another, but also their relationships with their partners and dating lives. And so it is just a great show, very funny, again, very beautiful, but also just very realistic and just like a feel-good show, I think, and very relatable. So if you have not checked out The First Wives Club on BET Plus, then I definitely would encourage you to check it out. So like I said, the third season started recently. So I have not caught up on the third season yet, but I'm definitely planning to try to do that while I have some time off. And then finally, I do know a lot of people are anxiously awaiting this. The Best Man, The Final Chapters is premiering soon on Peacock. So, you know, if you watch the Best Man movies, then you know that it follows this group of friends following a wedding and then them getting older, deals with loss. So now we are seeing them in kind of this final era of the story. And so I'm very, very excited to see where these storylines go. So this, again, is just a beautiful cast. The cast just looks gorgeous in some of the trailers and pictures that I've seen. And so I'm really, really curious to see how they are going to adapt the story for streaming because it's on Peacock. But also just to kind of see what kind of storylines we're going to get. Like, where are we picking up in the story of these characters and how are things going to play out? So definitely looking forward to The Best Man, The Final Chapters on Peacock. So if there are other things that you are watching that I have not added to my list, definitely let me know so that I can add to my list. So as you can tell, I'm planning like a huge just kind of veg out, watch TV the entire holiday break. So we've decided not to travel this year. And so I'm really looking forward to kind of just being in my pajamas for extended amounts of times, snacking and watching some good TV. So if there are things that you have loved that are not on my list, please share those with me on social media so that I can add them to my watch list so that I do not run out of great things to watch over the break. More from our conversation after the break.
Supporting brands that support larger causes like STEM education for girls and resources for HBCUs is important to me. Macy's has been a longtime supporter of these causes and so many more, including efforts to shop sustainably. They carry pieces from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. For more information about these initiatives or to show your support, donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
It's never too early to plan for your next trip. And if you're looking for a new place to visit, consider Provincetown. If you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and an overall unique experience, you will find it all in Provincetown. The city prides itself on being welcoming to everyone and embracing diversity. And as the birthplace of modern American theater, P-Town is an abundance of entertainment, drag, comedy, live bands, burlesque, traditional theater, and much more. You can tour the dunes, blaze the bike trails, and walk the beaches of the National Seashore. And don't forget to catch a wave on a whale watch. For more info and to get started planning your visit, go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com.
Many people feel anxious when they think about finances. It can feel overwhelming, stressful, and even hopeless, especially when you're first starting out and don't know what to do. But when you have a solid financial plan in place, this anxiety turns into confidence. You can regain a sense of control over your life and improve your self-esteem. How do you build financial confidence? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com
INTUIT.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
So as we are preparing to close 2022, I know typically I do a little bit of a kind of reset with you all and like share some things that I'm thinking about, some journal questions. So really help us to kind of think about how we're going to close this year and really prepare for the next. And so I don't necessarily have a list of journal questions for you for today, but I do have five questions that I am exploring for 2023 and really want to be intentional about. So if those would be helpful to you also, I want to offer that just to kind of get you started to thinking about what you maybe want 2023 to look and feel like. So the first question that I will be exploring a lot in 2023 is, in what other areas do I need help? So Lovie Ajayi Jones, who is a three-time New York Times bestselling author, often shares this quote that says, "Let my helpers find me." And I really love that quote because I do think it is something that we don't think about enough, is really asking for help, right? And I definitely feel like as Therapy for Black Girls has grown, as I have done different things in my career, I have needed help in areas and didn't even always know what I needed help with, right? So I think the idea of letting my helpers find me, what that to me embodies is that, you know, you just have a spirit of knowing that you need help, even if you don't know exactly what it looks like. And so something that I really want to think more about and be more intentional about this next year is to get very clear on what other areas I need help in. We've been talking a lot about the idea of asking for help just in general in the Therapy for Black Girls community. It definitely seems like something that a lot of sisters struggle with. I think a lot of us are socialized or have kind of, you know, just relied on having to do things on our own. And so the idea of asking for help just doesn't always come easily, or is not something that we always think about. And so I think that that is something that I would encourage us to really consider for 2023, is what other areas do we need help in, and how can we do a better job of actually asking for help? And in some of these conversations with sisters, it feels like sometimes they will ask and then like people don't step up, or they don't step up in the way that you expect. And so that then reinforces like, oh, I could just got to do it myself. But could it be that maybe you just didn't ask the right person, or maybe you just didn't ask clearly enough for people to actually understand what you needed help with? And so I just want us to think about the idea of asking for help and not feeling like we always have to do all the things on our own, but instead asking, in what other areas do you need help, and allowing the helpers to find you. The second question that I will be exploring is, how can I slow down? So this has really hit me. Shout out to Apple products, because they will, of course, show these flashback pictures, you know, like, oh, your life 3 years ago on this day. And so, you know, I will get these kind of constant updates of baby pictures of the kids, and am just kind of witnessing like how quickly it all passes. So I will look at pictures of my now 9-year-old when he was one. I just can't even imagine that like that time has already gone so quickly. And so when I get these reminders, it just really encourages me to think about how I can slow down and really appreciate and be present in all of these moments, not only with my kids, but also in my own life. And so, you know, that's something else that I would offer you all as well is, are you moving too fast, going from thing to thing, that you're not actually slowing down enough to appreciate what's happening or really processing things in the moment because you're now off to the next thing? So that's the second question I'll be pondering is, how can I slow down? Question number three is, how can my connections be deeper? So I have really been missing my girlfriends during this pandemic. I really kind of have been in the house for the better part of these 3 years. And a lot of that meant I was not seeing my friends. So we were kind of sustaining our relationships through text messages and FaceTimes and Zoom calls and all of those things. And so just this year, probably within the last 3 months, I have had two different opportunities to connect with different sets of friends for a cabin trip. And then my college friends and I went back to Xavier for homecoming this year. And so it has really just reminded me how important, not that I didn't know that these relationships were important, but how much I really value like alone time with them and like just time where we're not like trying to tend to kids or also talking to our partners. Like just time with them was just incredible. And so it is something that I want to be more intentional about for 2023 and having that time with them, but also looking at ways to make sure that we are connecting, you know, even if it is still just by text messages, but making sure that we're being intentional about continuing to grow and cultivate our relationships with one another. So that's the third question that I will be considering for 2023 is, how can my connections be deeper? Question number four is, how can I move more? So related to being in the house for almost the past 3 years has meant that I have really not been doing a whole bunch of like physical activity. So I will do some walking here and there. You know, I think I've talked before about how I love to hula hoop. So I also will do that every now and then. But I definitely want to have more, again, be more intentional about moving my body in 2023. And so that is something that I really want to pay attention to is, how can I move more? And not in just, you know, like very structured kind of ways, but also random dance parties or, you know, other things that are fun ways to move and not just a 20-minute exercise class or something like that. So I really want to have fun in moving my body. So that's question number four. And then question number five is, how can I ask for more of what I want? This one really has been on my mind after a recent session with my therapist. And she said something to me that I will also offer to you in case it's helpful. So she said that people can present things to you in whatever way they'd like, but you also get to say, this doesn't work for me, and ask for something else. And so this is not even something that I necessarily thought that I struggled with, you know, so we talk a lot here about like taking up space and like being assertive. And I didn't necessarily think that this was something that I struggled with, but clearly, because we talked about it in session, it does still come up for me. Like I imagine it does for many of you too. And so it just really reminded me that, you know, it's always okay to ask for something different. It's always okay to ask for more of what you want. Now, the answer may not always be yes, but it's always okay to ask. So I offer that to you too. Like, is there something else that you need to ask for? Do you need to ask for more support from somebody in your life? Do you need to ask for a more flexible work schedule? Like, are there things that you know would work better for you that you just have not asked for? Here is the gentle nudge to hopefully ask for that. So do you have any questions that you are pondering for 2023? Are you already thinking about how you're going to be more intentional? Are you already thinking about what your vision board might look like? I definitely want to hear that. So make sure that you also share that with me on social media. Use the hashtag TBG in session so that I can follow the conversation. All right, y'all. That's all I got this week. I hope you're winding down for the year and looking forward to some fun days with family and friends ahead. We'll have another new episode next week to wrap up 2022, and then we'll take a short break until January 4th. Be sure to text two of your girls right now and encourage them to check out the episode. And don't forget to let me know what else I should add to my watch list. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Sister Circle. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.